Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I feel like we should be pumped because we're back from break. It's our first mini-sode of season 8. Oh my gosh.
It's quite the opposite, isn't it?
Can we just tell you guys, guys are lucky that we pre-recorded so many episodes.
Quite a few. Oh my God, yeah.
They're
Could you imagine
right,
if we...
I know. They're not in the right order, but we might be rearranging the season.
I actually think, I was looking at it today, and I think we're in a good spot with where we're, what we have recorded and where we are, and like what we need to record, to where I'm not super worried yet about rearranging things.
Yeah. The only one I'm honestly worried about is Little Woman.
Actually, I think you're going to like the book.
Okay. I'm almost halfway done-ish. I feel like I'm halfway done. I'm enjoying a lot. P.S. I love you. So I'm almost done with that.
Oh,
I finished Cyrano.
Perfect.
I just have to watch it.
So I started Little Women after I finished P.S. I Love You.
Uh-huh.
And I had been worried about this one because it's an older book and I never know how I'm going to enjoy older books.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually one that like, it's hard. I don't know how to describe it. Just I'm enjoying it. Actually, it surprised me. I'm not far in it at all. I read like 10 pages and then it was like, I realized that I really needed to start watching our shit. And I was like, okay, watch the shit first. And then you can get on this reading. But I actually think it's one that I'm going to fly through. And I think you'll enjoy it too. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's scary just because it's an older book, but it's really, I think you're going to enjoy it.
Because of the 17 hours.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to, I think you're going to like it.
Okay. Hey, that's fine.
I'm only 10 pages in, but like I literally today I was so pissed at myself because I had put it in a different bag to take to work. And then before leaving for my trip was like, oh, this is the work bag that I'm going to take. Put the book in there. Then I was like, I don't want to carry that. That's too much. I'm going to carry these two books or these two bags. And my book's already in there. Take it to work. Go to read today. And I was like, fuck, my book's not here.
Well, dang nab it.
Yeah. So I think it's one that I'm excited to get back to.
Okay, then I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I do too.
But yeah, that was a whole side tangent about the reasoning why it's lucky that we have re-recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
So guys, we had such a rough New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
I had a whole rough winter break.
Yeah, you
luckily
did.
Had a good, you weren't feeling bad for the most of it. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Yeah, I'm thankful, but goddamn, starting out 2026 like this sucks.
First
4 days of my new year, I was in bed and did nothing. Mm-hmm. And when I was like, I can't wait for this new year to start, I'm going to go to the gym every freaking day in the new year.
Your body's like, just kidding. Yeah, no, it's cleansing before. It's cleansing before.
That's it.
Oh my gosh. Well, so our winter break started on the 19th. So that Monday, 22nd, I think. pop my rib out. And so that was super fun. Every breath I took felt like a knife was jabbing into me. Like I could not take a deep breath without like sobbing. It hurt so bad. And then it got a little bit better and then it popped out again on Christmas Eve. And so then all Christmas I was like in pain, but then it got better. And now I can breathe. It just feels like a really bad pulled muscle, but yeah. I was taking like Advil every 8 hours and now
I'm surprised you weren't doing it every four.
No, I have.
Oh, I guess not to do the every four. You have to do the like Advil then Tylenol then Advil then Tylenol.
Yeah, I was doing the dual action. So it was like anti-inflammatory and pain. And so it was amazing, but it would be like hour 7 and I was like, okay, it's almost time. But now I'm to that point where it's not. Like I realized I was like, oh wow. You know, I could have taken the meds like, you know, 4 hours ago and I'm okay. And so I just take it once when I wake up just to kick my day off good. And then but gosh. And then I still have the cough that I've had pretty much
freaking hope
all recording this whole season. Every episode you guys are gonna hear me freaking coughing.
I hope my cough goes away. My cough actually, okay, so when I first got my cold, I was like taking NyQuil every 4 hours. And today was the first day where I took it the first 8 hours of my day and then I haven't taken it since. Nice. And and my cough, it's not as bad as day one, thankfully.
Good.
It's still there and my sneeze is still freaking insane. But
I've never met someone that actually sneezes when they're sick.
This is like the first time it's one of my symptoms.
That's so weird.
It's weird because did you hear how my cough just sounded?
Yeah.
My sneeze, it starts like a regular sneeze and then it sounds like that cough.
Weird.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do it.
Maybe you will.
Yeah. No, I've never. No, it's been the weirdest thing. But because normally I only sneeze when I've got my allergies. So I thought it was freaking weird. I wonder
if you have allergies right now.
I wonder if I have allergies on top of this cold.
Maybe.
But I don't even want to try to mix allergy meds with cold meds.
That sounds like a
recipe for disaster.
Oh my gosh.
And that was the end of Brie.
Oh no. So it was like, couldn't move, I'll break. And then it was like 2 days before like the end of break. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't update our website. So our website is still not updated. I'm like in process of doing that. Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
It'll get there at some point, you guys.
I know. I need to get YouTube thumbnails up for you. Huh?
Oh, crud. Okay. When I go to bed tonight, I have to make our TikTok video for what just came out. The
Charlotte's Web.
She is goodness.
So bear with us at the start of this season.
Yes.
Dang.
It's just cool. It's not a mental health thing, at least this time. It's just a physical dying.
Hey, we're actually sick this time. Yeah. What's funny too is like, you had your cold, then Steph told me her family, literally like her poor family, like one of her kids will get sick and then it goes through them all and it goes through them all like 6 different times in like sucks. 6 different ways. Yeah. I'm like, God damn, you almost want them to just give it to you right away. So right. That you don't so end up with
get
this.
Get it over with.
Yeah. And so you and her were both telling me about what you guys were dealing with. And I was like, oh, thank God I'm not getting this. I'm doing so good. Did I even tell you who got me sick?
Who?
It was John's best friend. I was so mad because our last day there, we hung out with them. And we hung out there for like 3 or 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And we were working on a puzzle. And we finished it. It was one of the funnest puzzles I've ever done. But it was cool because like it was a puzzle that had different parts to the puzzle. And then you put each part together. But then you could move it. And oh, guess what? There's a surprise mini puzzle in the middle you got to do now.
Oh, so, yeah. I've seen those. That's cool. Yeah. Okay.
It was super fun. We had such a good time doing it. Uh-huh. But I was sitting right in between John and his best friend. And then
best friend was sick.
Well, he didn't know at the time. New Year's Eve, he texted John and said, "Hey, John, just a heads up. I have a fever right now and I'm kind of sick."
Oh. Shoot.
And John went, "Oh, no, Justin was sick." I was like, "Oh, great." And then the next day it was hilarious. I woke up and I was like, actually, first, I had a dream that I went to work feeling sick. And I was like trying to not go to work. And everyone was like, "Bree, you're faking it. You're faking it." I woke up and I was like, "Why the hell was I dreaming about this?" And then as the morning progressed, I was like, "Oh, I think I am getting sick. I kind of feel it in my throat and my nose is a little bit more runny than it normally is with my stupid allergies."
Uh-huh. Oh, shoot.
But John and I were going to hang out with Robert and Cherry, and I was like, "I got this. I'm fine." And then we went, because we were at my place, we unpacked all of my Christmas presents, and then we got ready to go to John so he could shower and get ready to go to Robert and Cherry's. Mm-hmm. And while we're there, my mom got me for the Arkham Horror card game. They have one of those wood holder things like I have for mansions for the cards. Mm-hmm. Oh, and cool. So I was making that for that game while he was showering. And he came out and he looked at me and he goes, "How are you feeling?" Oh. Having not known the whole time that I feel sick. And I was like, "I'm fine. Why didn't you say that?" And he was like, "Bree, be honest with me. How are you feeling?"
And I was like, "Crap." Is that what
it really was? Well, the funniest part is, so I told him, I was like, "I think I'm coming down with something. I've got a tickle in my throat and I'm kind of like snotty nose, whatever." John was like, "Should we cancel on Robert and Cherry?" And I was like, "I know them. I've hung out with them sick before. They've hung out with us sick. It's whatever." Yeah. So I was like, "I'm not super worried about it. Plus it's like super early on. Like who even knows if this is a cold or whatever."
Yeah.
And so we go and hang out and we hung out with them for a long time. And at first John was like close to me. He would put his arm around me, arm on my leg, whatever. And as it got later and later, he started scooting further and further.
Oh, no. Rude.
So then when we get in the car, he goes, "How bad do you feel now?" And I was like, "I can tell you know how bad I feel."
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, "I just feel like you made it obvious to them how bad I'm feeling."
Right. He's like, "Ew, girl."
Basically.
Oh no. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year.
Yes. So that's our update. We had a great, great time with everything.
Oh, the just best time.
How's your bird watcher?
Oh, I haven't gotten a regular bird yet, and I really want a regular bird so bad. But I think from what I read, although it's been 2 weeks, so I googled because I wanted to see. I was like, okay, how long does it take for birdies to find new bird seed? And it said it could take 2 to 4 weeks, especially because like they don't know if it's a safe place, right?
Right.
And in my head, I'm like, okay, but hummingbirds come here all the time. They should know it's a safe place.
Safe. Other birds do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Get over yourself.
Did I tell you my mom got me a bird bath?
Oh, yes, you did. You're the crazy bird lady now.
I am. So I'm hoping once I get that set up, then that will also draw the birds to me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I think it's so funny. I got my mother-in-law and mm-hmm. father-in-law, not the same one as you do, because yours was more, had the hummingbird part to it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I had gotten them theirs first, and then that's when I was like, "What do you want for Christmas?" And he said, "Hummingbird." I was like, "I know exactly what I'm going to get her." That's how. And so, so we just did family Christmas on Sunday, and they opened it, and she was so excited. She's like, "Is this a bird feeder? I was like, yeah, and it has a camera. And she's like, oh, what? Like, I was like, oh my gosh, you guys and your birds, it's so cute.
It's my favorite. I freaking love it. Notifies me. It's like a hummingbird is visiting and I get to go and see. I'm like, oh, they're so cute. Just chilling there.
Oh my gosh. I love that. That's so funny.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing.
Well, that's good.
Loki all of a sudden just jumped and like sat there staring. And he was like, what the fuck? And then he started going freaking crazy on his tail. And of course, I video when he gets his tail.
Right, of course.
I gotta send you this video now. Okay. It takes a while. Obviously, you know that. Yeah. But the end part is like just half of the craziness that he's doing. Okay. He's literally holding his tail between one back paw and one front paw and using the other tail to bring his tail to his mouth.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what else to talk about. Do you have something to talk about?
Not really. I just wanted to apologize for the website. I'm currently working on it right now as we're recording.
Well, I will say I am proud of us because we are pretty much like 2 months ahead in our recording.
We pretty much are. We're almost 3 months ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just have some spots missing in some of those months. But like if we end up needing to squish up, we're sitting pretty.
Yes, I agree. So I'm
very proud of us. Okay, so yeah. So for Christmas, I went to New Hampshire to be with John's family for Christmas, which was really nice because John and I have not had a Christmas together yet.
Yeah.
And John, it was really good. It was really sweet. And like John is a very sentimental man. And I think a lot of it stems from the fact that he's not home and with his family. So he holds a lot of weight to things he does with his family.
Yeah.
And this whole time, ever since we decided that we were going there for Christmas and I was going with him, he has been talking up his mom's monkey bread. He loves his mom's monkey bread.
Okay.
So then I did a crazy thing on Christmas Eve. I worked a half day, then went to the airport and flew Christmas Eve night into Christmas morning to Boston.
Yeah.
And I landed at 6 a.m. Boston time, which is 3 a.m. our time.
Ugh.
And
my gosh.
Sleeping on a plane was non-existent. And John literally explained this to me as, I will pick you up from the airport and take you to the apartment and you'll be able to sleep for like an hour or two.
Okay.
That was false.
Oh.
His mom was already awake when we got there.
Oh, no.
And I wasn't about to be like, all right, it's time for me to go sleep.
Right.
So
right.
I was like, okay, I guess I'm awake. I slept for like, I probably slept the 6 hours that I flew. It's just that I was awake every hour, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I would fall asleep, wake up, fall asleep, wake up. So it was annoying.
A constant, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a restful sleep. It sucked. So, I'm tired. John changed into clothes to pick me up. And then when he got home, he changed into his Christmas pajamas. And I was like, why didn't you just pick me up in your pajamas?
Right. But
that's John. He wouldn't do that. I don't ever think he would. But then he started talking about his mom's monkey bread. And then she was like, I want to teach you, John, how to make the monkey bread. And John was pissed. He was like, no, mom, you're supposed to make the monkey bread.
Oh, my gosh.
And like me, an outsider and the girlfriend, sees that she's like, okay, so this is our first time having a girl here with John.
Yeah.
This might be the last time that I get to do this for him. So I want him to know how to do this in case I'm not here next year.
Right.
Or like in the future.
Right.
John sees it as she's not making it. My Christmas is ruined.
Oh my gosh. She would still make it. She's just making it with him.
Exactly.
Goodness.
He finally did it after I was like, John, like I kind of explained to him a little bit to the side.
Yeah.
And he was like, And then like his mom even said something too. I think his mom, I can't remember what she said, but she said something akin to what I just said. Uh-huh. And so then he made the monkey bread with her, but she also made French toast casserole, which I've always wanted to try. And it was really good.
Ooh, was it good?
Yeah, it was. And John was like, that's a new thing. She only made that because you were here, because Christmas morning is only monkey bread.
Screw that. Like, wow, John.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. So funny.
But yeah, but it was good. And got a white Christmas, which was cool.
Yes. Jolly.
The high there was 26.
Oh so my gosh.
That was fun. Yeah, we, what all did we do?
You went ziplining.
I was getting to that, but I was trying to figure out if there was something else that we did that was exciting like that.
I
but
was like,
you're like, how did you forget this part? No, so I knew, okay. So his mom every year takes him and his brother to the mountains, right? Mm-hmm. To go have like a mountain getaway. They usually zipline and snowmobile or, what is it called? Snow bike,
yeah,
or ski or snowboard. But I think this year, so I could go with, they didn't do a whole like weekend thing. It was just the one day thing. Oh. And so zip lining is the thing that they always do. Yeah, I know. I felt bad. And I literally like, I am not positive, but I think John asked her to do that so I could be there with them. And leading up to it, I hated him for it. I was like, I wish you guys had already done this without me.
Yeah.
I want to zip line. I'm horrified of this. What the hell? Like I told him, do you remember? I don't know if Northwest Trek still has it, but they used to have the zip line courses that you could do.
I don't remember.
So Sierra came up one summer to go do that with me and with my mom's friend, Kathy. And I was like all gung ho about it. And then I realized what I had to do. And I had to climb trees with ladders, walk across wooden bridges that were literally just slats. And like you had to reach your leg over to get to bridge part. And I was like, I cannot do that.
Right.
So they had three different levels of this. Sierra did the highest level. I did the children's level. And the children's level scared the shit out of me.
Okay.
She finished her course before I had finished mine. And it took me like 20 minutes longer to finish mine.
Oh, no. Okay.
So when John was like, we're going ziplining, I was like,
Are we ready?
Do we have to? And John, knowing that I'm afraid of ziplining, but knowing that I would love it, was excited about this. And he kept like, my mom will want whoever I'm with to be able to do this with us.
Oh my gosh. Like,
you little fucker.
He guilted you into it.
Yeah, he did. And then his mom, like, too, because I did not bring clothes for zip lining in the cold weather, right? Like, I was not prepared. I literally had your jacket and my mom did buy me snow pants, so I had that.
Okay.
Like, she was like, you're not from New Hampshire. The wind chill is going to make it like minus 10. So we need to get you like, we need base layers. Do you have gloves? Do you have scarf? Do you have a hat? Like all of this. And 2 days before zip lining, she's like asking if John has shown me the zip lining course. And I'm like, no, I just know we're zip lining. And she's like, well, he should have told you. You have to walk across these like suspension bridges.
Oh my gosh. I was like, gosh.
And so like in my head I'm like, she thinks I'm going to freak out, and she's absolutely fucking right.
Yeah,
but I can't show her that I am freaking out, and I just have to be like, it's fine, it's a piece of cake, I've got this, it's okay. So I was like, it's okay, it's gonna be fine. And like the first night she asked if I had enough clothes for it, and I was like, yeah, I'll be fine. And then like when she went to bed, I was like, John, I do not have enough clothes for this, are you kidding me? So then the Friday before we went ziplining, that's what we went and did. We went to, what is it called?
I don't know.
Ross. Why can't I think of what it's called? I want to say Michaels, but it's not Michaels. We have them here.
TJ Maxx?
Marshalls?
Marshalls?
Maybe it was Marshalls. I can't remember.
Okay.
That feels like that's right.
Let's go with it.
Yeah. Well, so we went there because John had to return some of the shirts that she had got for him. And while there, she was like, okay, we need to find you a base layer. And we need to get you a wind resistant, water repellent jacket. What else did she want the jacket to have? She like knew her terms. She was
wow.
Like, we got to get you all of this. Then you'll be good.
Oh my gosh.
She was like, I don't want you freezing on the mountain. I was like, oh, pretty much. So got me my base layer, got me my jacket. We went over to Sierra because that's a store that we randomly once saw here that John was so excited was here because it's everywhere in New Hampshire. Okay. And so he wanted to take me in there. And I found this really cute, over the shoulder backpack thing that I now use as my purse because John's always wanted me to have a backpack purse, but I don't like having my wallet and stuff in my backpack. Like I want it in front of me if I'm doing that. And this backpack thing has a thing on the strap that goes across your body. That's a pocket that literally fits like your cards and stuff in it. Yeah. That's so cool. I was like, this is what I want in one of these things. Like if there's a bag you want me to get, John, it's this one. So I got that one.
Nice.
And I love it. But we're making this huge deal about what I'm wearing to ziplining. Then we also get to back to her place. Right. And she's like, do you have socks? And I was like, I think I do. Like, I brought hiking socks. Those should be good. And she's like, I don't know if they'll be good enough. Here, wear my socks. So she grabs two pairs of her socks for me to wear. And then she pulls out a scarf because I didn't have a scarf with me. And I also didn't have gloves. So she gave me gloves to wear.
Why didn't we think of gloves? You're like,
I don't know, Allie. That's what I thought, too.
You were so good to be like, can I borrow a jacket? And I was like, of course, it's going to be cold. We never thought of gloves and a hat. Oh, my gosh.
I almost didn't even pack a hat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, I was in Paris. So I was like, holy shit, what the fuck? I was not ready. But thankfully, his mom just kept like, John did not prepare you for this. And John kept trying to be like, no, she just didn't pack well. She didn't have the right clothes for it.
John's mom.
Yeah. I was like, no, John, you need to take the hit for this.
Give me a win. Do you not realize?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
So then I got to the day of and I was shitting my pants. I literally like the night before I cried to John because I was like, I'm not gonna be able to handle this. I can't do this. What are we doing? And he was like, you're going to be fine. It's going to be okay. Why are you freaking out? Like, because John,
like, I'm afraid of heights. What's wrong with you?
Exactly. I was like, I'm afraid of heights. And you're having me climb a tree to slide down this line without really having any real, like, you know,
right.
Support.
Oh, my gosh.
Over this ravine. It'll be fine. It's okay. Sure. Let's do it. Why is this an issue?
Oh my gosh.
And then we got to the zip lining place. I was peeing in my pants and I was trying to play it cool and not look like I was shitting my pants. And then we take this van that drives us up a little bit of the mountain. Mm-hmm. And then we get in a Swiss Army vehicle.
Wow.
That takes us the rest of the way because basically if you try to take a little van up the hill, we get stuck in the snowy mountain.
Okay. Yeah.
So they need something with massive wheels to get up the mountain. And that alone was scary. And John kept like, Bree, look over the edge. And his mom was like, if she's afraid of heights, she shouldn't look that way. I was like, yeah, I'm going to look this way, John.
Well,
then
yeah,
we got to the top and I was horrified. And this little lady who was shorter than me, who was older than me, though, she like walked right on up. And the first thing you have to do is freaking climb this suspension bridge. And I did not anticipate that. Uh-huh. And like, it doesn't look that scary from where they drop you off and where you see it.
Yeah.
But then when you get on it and you start walking on it, holy fuck. I halfway through, literally what ran through my head was, is there a way for me to turn around and get out of this right now?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it got to, especially because John's like walking behind me. And you know, when you're on those bridges and like someone's behind you walking, it then moves to them too.
Yeah.
So I wanted so badly to turn around and be like, you need to stop walking.
Right.
Don't. But I was like, I can't, because we're trying to get, it wasn't just me, John, his mom and his brother that went. There was a big group. There was the little lady that I told you about and then another couple. So okay. We have to try and get us all up to where we're about to zip line. Right.
Right.
So we're going. I almost didn't want to go. Thankfully, there was stuff for me to hold on to, like, but I had to reach my hands way up, especially because I'm short. Mm-hmm. And then it gets to a point where you can't reach anymore because those parts go way up on the tree to connect right. The tree.
Okay.
And the guy was like, you can hold on to the one that your like harness is hooked to if you want. I was like, oh, I want. But that was so much harder to hold on to and keep your balance. And I was like, I'm about to die just right here, right now.
Oh, my gosh. This is
bad. Yeah. And then you get to the first landing and then you have to do it again.
That's so hard. Oh my God. Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, I hate this. This is, if this is how they all are, I'm fucked. So then we got up to the tree. They got us ready. The girl, the little lady who was shorter than me, mm-hmm. they got her hooked up and ready to go. And she literally like no seconds at all. She just went. She didn't even seem like she was scared. It looked like she had done this before. I was like, okay, if she could do it, I could do this. So then his mom went, his brother went, it was my turn. And John's like, okay, Bree, you've got this. And I was like, yeah. And then I'm talking to her, to the like guide lady who's helping us, like clipping us up and getting us ready to go. Right. Uh-huh. And I asked her, I was like, okay, because my biggest fear is I didn't want to have to walk off the edge of it. And I was like, it looks like if I just lift my legs up, I will go. And she was like, yeah, just sit right here and lift your legs up. And I was like, okay, I can do that.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So I sit down how she told me to sit. And John's like, don't worry, I got the video ready for your parents. And I was like, okay. And I looked at him and I was like, all right, John, are you ready? And he's like, yeah. And I lifted my legs. I was like, I just gotta go.
Yeah, I saw the video and he's like, wow, she didn't even, I thought she'd wait. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. He told me when he got down, he was like, I really thought I was gonna have to talk you into that a little bit more. I was like, I was scared. I just wanted to get it over with.
So would you do it again?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would. I cool. would still be scared shitless, but yeah, I would do it again.
Okay, good. That's
yeah. Awesome. And then what was funny was his mom told me she was impressed. Like, I knew after that day I had won many points because she told me she didn't think I would make it past the suspension bridges because mm-hmm. I had told her when we were first talking about ziplining that I was afraid of heights.
Yeah.
But that I would do it. And so she was like, those first suspension bridges, I thought we were going to lose. Yeah. I was like, nope. Yeah. And then she's like, and then you just kept going. I was like, yep. I
did. Straight.
And then after we ziplined, we went to Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee. Mm-hmm. And I, for the first time in my life, was craving iced coffee. And so I got an iced coffee, and that's a very New Hampshire thing to do. And so when I got in the car, she was like, I think you've had your visitor's pass removed. I was wow. like, yes, I have.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but then it kept getting talked about how impressed they were that I made it past the suspension bridge. So I think I did good with that.
Definitely. That's very impressive. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Me too. Good. Me too. Did I tell you how I threw up later that night?
Oh, no. Why?
So I was going to bed and I was super tired and I rolled over and all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm about to puke. Sure enough, I got up and I puked. But did you know how, like, if you're super nervous about something, sometimes you can throw up?
Yeah.
Did you know that you could still throw up even after the thing that made you nervous?
Oh, so you were just, it was leftovers.
It was just the adrenaline in my body. And like the fact that I was now over all the excitement and everything, uh-huh. It all just decided to come back up. Yeah. Cause literally everything I ate that day, John ate and his mom and brother ate.
Right.
So I was like, okay, it can't be food poisoning. And I was like, it doesn't feel like I've got like a stomach bug or anything. Literally, like, I puked and felt great. And then I like Googled, actually I ChatGPT'd. I was like, hey, I was super nervous all day and I just threw up. Is this something that can happen? And they're like, oh yeah, that's totally normal. This happens all the time.
You're good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I was like, cool. Thanks. If someone could have told me that before though.
Right. Just so you know, you're going to be able to do it, but you're going to throw up today.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
I know. When I was saw just your worried. Video though, I was like, holy cow. Cause I've ziplined, but I've ziplined over like a marshy lake. So when mm-hmm. Cameron and I went with Cassidy and Lexi to like the treehouse thing, yeah. they yeah, had yeah. a zip line to across their lake to like this outdoor theater. And so, but to get there, you zip line. And so like in my head, that's what I'm thinking when you say you're going ziplining. And then with the video, it's like the freaking mountains, trees everywhere. I'm like, uh-huh. I would have been scared too. Yep.
Oh, there was one. Oh, well, actually, the longest one was 1,600 feet wow. and it was 250 feet above land.
Yeah, that's craziness.
Uh-huh. And at the end of that one, there was one that uh-huh. looked like, because like they tell you to lean back and cannonball. Like that's how you get your speed that you need to get all the way across. Okay. So I'm leaned back and I'm as cannonballed as I can be. And for some reason, how I held the thing, it always turned a little bit,
yeah,
which was fine, except for on this one, because how it had me turn, it looked like I was about to hit a fucking tree. So then I like leaned forward, and this was one where like the stopping mechanism, like there were two where they told you when you get to where you need to stop, it's best if you let go, because then you won't like how your body jerks. You might hit yourself with everything that's up there because you're holding on to it.
Okay.
Of course, I'm not going to let go because I'm fucking afraid.
Right.
So I'm like, I will do what they said, because they were like, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, just lean as far back as you can. But on this one, I see the fucking tree and I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to hit this tree. So I sit up.
Right.
I hit my head on my hand with that one, but
oh, shoot.
Yeah, but I was not about to hit a tree.
No, I don't blame you. I wouldn't have enjoyed that very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part was scary, but other than that, it was really fun.
Good.
I think that's a good first minisode.
Good minisode, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Okay, you guys.
All right.
Thanks for coming back and listening with us.
See. Yeah. Seeing what season 8's about.
Yeah.
Apart from our sicknesses.
Sicknesses.
Yeah. Illnesses. Illness eye. Sickness eye.
Yes, exactly. Well.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go record an episode for y'all.
See y'all Monday.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.